It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Executives of Goldman Sachs face another week of bad publicity. Weeks after the federal government sued Goldman, its leaders testify before the Senate this week. The chairman at the hearing will be Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan. He's accusing the company of profiting from the crisis, even as it sold some of the risky investments that brought on the collapse, and he released some information over the weekend. NPR's Yuki Noguchi is following this story. She's with us live. Yuki, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I suppose, given the disclosures of the weekend, Goldman executives are going to know what to expect here.
Yes, very much so. I mean, Senator Levin has accused, as you say, Goldman Sachs of magnifying the crisis by shorting or betting against the mortgage market, and of course, that's where the whole crisis started. To make his point, on Saturday, Levin released these four emails, mostly from 2007. And those show that executives were talking about, you know, trying to make money as the economy hit the skids.
You mean basically trying to make sure that they profit even if the economy goes down?
Well, that's the picture that you get if you read these four emails. And, you know, in one of them, the CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, talks about, you know, we lost money, but we also made more than that because of these shorts. Now, it's true, Goldman Sachs was ahead of the curve in terms of seeing the crisis coming. But Levin's point is that, you know, Goldman created these securities even as the economy, you know, even as they were betting against them.
Now, you use the term shorts, which, of course, is short selling, which is betting on a market that you think is going down. And that raises a question, I would think, because isn't the whole point of a firm like Goldman to try to make money whether the market goes up or down? I wonder what their response is to these accusations.
Well, Goldman, you know, they hit back. I mean, they're saying that the committee is just flat wrong because, you know, Goldman actually ended up losing over $1 billion on mortgage-related investments. So basically they're saying, hey, you know, if we were that duplicitous, you know, you would thought we made money on this, but we didn't. And they're also saying that the subcommittee cherry-picked these emails. You know, so they released their own trove of emails, and those emails sort of suggest that actually Goldman executives were trying to protect themselves as the market was going down rather than trying to sort of bilk investors. But, you know, Steve, either way, we're talking about a handful of emails out of 20 million or something. So both sides are going to be doing some cherry-picking here.
I'm sure we're going to get thousands more words, though, tomorrow especially, as one of the central figures testifies in the SEC investigation of Goldman Sachs.
Yes, you're talking about Fabrice Touré. He is one of the executives who's going to testify. He's 31 years old. He's a banker of some pretty colorful emails in which he calls himself Fabulous Fab. And
Fabulous Fab.
Okay,
good,
he refers
good.
To himself.
Right.
Yes. And he is the guy who put together this deal where a Goldman client picked securities for an investment. And, you know, so but this client was on the other. He was betting against the investment. So the investors who actually invested in it lost money while he made money.
But the suggestion here being that somebody was basically on both sides of that deal, that Goldman allowed a man to
but
be
But the
on
issue
both sides
is really the,
deal.
The disclosure. And that's what the SEC is concerned about in this case. And, you know, Goldman is fighting those charges as well.
What about the timing of this? I can't help but notice that financial reform is before the Senate this week, even as this hearing comes up.
Absolutely. I mean, pinning Goldman as the bad guy, you know, whether these arguments turn out to have merit or not, has definitely strengthened support for the financial reform bill. And it's certainly made it harder to argue against it. You know, the Senate's bill is going to change rules on lending, investing, and executive compensation. And, you know, yesterday, key senators on the committee, Christopher Dodd and Richard Shelby, said they're really close to a deal and they're hoping to open the debate and voting process today.
Although there continue to be protests from Republicans, this could still be a close vote or a contentious vote.
Yes, it could. It's still, you know, very much up in the air at this point as to the timing, but it's moving forward.
Yuki, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.